from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Sunday that the United States is considering cutting trade with any country doing business with North Korea. He made the announcement after North Korea said it had tested a hydrogen bomb that could be placed on a long-range missile. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday about the administration's decision to consider excluding from U.S. trade any country supporting North Korea.
We've already started with sanctions against North Korea, but I am going to draft a sanctions package to send to the president for his strong consideration that anybody that wants to do trade or business with them would be prevented from doing trade or business with us. We are going to work with our allies. We'll work with China, but people need to cut off North Korea economically. This is unacceptable behavior.
9 days after a powerful hurricane dropped record amounts of rain on the city of Houston, Texas, people are beginning to return home and assess the damage. On Fox News Sunday, Governor Greg Abbott said the cost to help the state recover will be very high.
When you look at the number of homes and businesses affected by this, I think this will cost well over $120 billion, probably $150 to $180 billion. What the president has done now is make an initial request before the end of this funding cycle to get things up and running. And that request, as I understand it, is over $7 billion. And I think Congress understands this is a down payment on something that will cost far more. Understanding again, this is far larger than Hurricane Sandy, that I think was around $40 to $50 billion. And so we have a long road to hoe if we're going to rebuild the fourth largest city in the United States as well as the entire geographic region.
You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says he would not share power if he's elected president. 2 days ago, the Supreme Court annulled the results of the recent presidential election, citing irregularities. Odinga lost the election to the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta.
Kenya's opposition leader, Raila Odinga, said on Sunday that his coalition will not share power. His words coming 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled last month's presidential election and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Speaking outside a church in Nairobi, Odinga said, "We will not divide the loaf," a well-known local reference to power. The Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the election board had committed irregularities that rendered the initial August 8th vote invalid. They overturned incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory, which had been by a margin of 1.4 million votes. Though Kenyatta pledged to respect the court's ruling, he has, since Friday, referred to the justices in the country as crooks.
The Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue in the capital, Nairobi. Cambodian police arrested the leader of the main opposition party Sunday, accusing him of conspiring with the United States to overthrow the government. Kem Sokha was detained during a midnight raid on his home in Phnom Penh. The opposition party denied the charges, called them politically motivated. The arrest sharply escalates political tensions in the Southeast Asian nation and raises questions about whether elections due next year can be free or fair. The arrest appeared to be part of a broader effort by Prime Minister Hun Sen, one of the world's longest-serving rulers, to eliminate his opponents and silence his critics ahead of the 2018 vote. The U.S.-led coalition says a 17-bus convoy carrying Islamic State militants and civilian evacuees from the border between Lebanon and Syria has now split into two groups as it tries to reach extremist-held territory further east. The evacuees were allowed to relocate under a deal brokered by Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group, a deal that's angered Iraq and the coalition. Astronaut Peggy Whitson returned to Earth late Saturday, wrapping up a record-breaking flight that put her in first place for U.S. space endurance. She has been off the planet for 665 days. That exceeds that of any other American and any other woman worldwide. She left the International Space Station just hours earlier, along with another American and a Russian. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.